Son, I always tell my son that it's like, believe me, we never know how these things are going to work out.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, let me get you rolling here. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just always got to get my sports talk.
Hey, listen, anytime, give me a call. Sometimes I jones for sports doing news. Believe me, I do. Here we go. David Hall, first things first. There was some big news Wednesday from the Federal Reserve. Exactly what happened and how will that impact several markets, including the housing market?
Yeah, so it was big news because for the first time in 3 years, the Fed raised their benchmark rates a quarter, which was widely expected and pretty much priced into the market. The markets in general, both the bond and the stock market, have been moving around with enormous fluctuations over the last few weeks, as most people know. And so the Fed raising rates was expected. The main thing on their radar is inflation, trying to tame inflation. Raising the benchmark rates from the Fed takes big steps towards that, as you know, current inflation nearly 7%. They want to get that down closer to 4% by the end of the year, and raising rates is the prescription.
David, how does raising those rates help out the economy?
Well, it does a couple of things. And I think that the most important thing for consumers is we've seen prices go up on everything. And raising rates typically will aid in these skyrocketing prices, whether it be on food or lumber or anything else that we've seen these prices go up on. The raising of rates will help to aid that, but it takes time. And so for a lot of folks who have been critical of the Fed, you know, they think that they've acted too late. They should have raised a couple of months ago to curb some of this that's happening. But the Fed did say that they may raise this year six times between now and 2023. That's a lot. So we're going to see what happens. And I think the next meeting in a month and a half, you'll see them raise again a quarter. I think they're going to try and be measured in their approach. I don't think they want to react with panic. Some folks thought they might raise a half yesterday. They only raised a quarter. And I think that they want to make sure that they're sending a signal that there's no panic, but that they're acting.
So, David, is it fair to say that we should expect more increases from the Fed? And what exactly are they trying to accomplish if they do go through with the six or seven increases like you mentioned?
Yeah, so they're really trying to get inflation under control. The interesting thing about raising the benchmark rate is that mortgage rates have already gone up quite a bit this year. As we talked about at the beginning of the year, rates were going to go up. And so what do we see from here in the housing market, which is a question I get asked a lot? Rising rates will actually help home buyers because of the fact that demand by buyers will go down. Everybody knows that, you know, there's been offers, 20 offers on the same house, 25 offers. Well, I think we're going to get into a more reasonable market where it's not going to be such an unbelievable seller's market as it's been. So this may be a signal for sellers to get off the fence if they're thinking about buying, because I think you're going to see buyer demand decrease a little bit, which will be good for the market because there's been way too many buyers versus the low inventory. So sellers may want to get off the fence before a lot of these buyers dissipate because of higher interest rates.
David, how much do the higher interest rates impact people who may want to refinance their home or maybe try to pull some equity out of their home? How does all of this impact that?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So what we've seen basically from the beginning of the year is we've seen mortgage interest rates go up about a point and a half. And so certainly it's more expensive now to remortgage than it was in December or January. Now, the key for a lot of folks is they have accumulated so much equity in their homes, record amount of equity. So we're still seeing a lot of cash out refinances, albeit at a slightly higher rate. But these rates are very comparable to 2019 rates that at the time we all thought were great. So it's just because we're coming off of these historic record low rates that these rates feel higher, but they're the same kind of rates we had in 2019, which everybody viewed as a great opportunity and still is, especially for a cash out refinance if you want to take advantage of some of this equity run up you've seen in your home.
David, final question for me. The other big story besides inflation, obviously the war in Ukraine. So what kind of impact is that currently having, not only on just interest rates, but also on inflation?
Yeah, it's not good. And, you know, anytime you have, you know, the possibility or the reality of war, you've got a situation that creates a lot of uncertainty in the markets. So the longer this goes on, the more the uncertainty. You know, I think we all hope from a humanitarian level that this gets solved and eradicated quickly so that, you know, there doesn't have to be any more lives lost and unrest. That's just a tragedy. But from the market perspective and from a financial perspective, uncertainty typically in the world is going to create uncertainty in the markets. You're seeing that, and that's why you're seeing wide ranges of the market's up 500 points one day and down 700 points the next day. And I think that the further this goes along, the worse it is for inflation and the worse it is for the market. So it's just not good news on any level, and hoping that we can find resolution to this.
David, I'll give you the last word. Anything you want to add to this interview? Anything you want to say that we did not cover or touch on in any of the questions?
Yeah, well, I just think it's one of the hottest home buying markets right now of all time. Prices have been running up. There's no sign that pricing is going to slow down in the near term. Interest rates still make housing very affordable historically, and we are seeing a record number of pre-approvals at Hall Financial because folks still want to go out and purchase a new home. So it's a very exciting time to be a buyer or a seller because it's a very robust purchase market right now.
David Hall, as always, thank you very much for the time.